In our previous shiur, we quoted the Machlokes Rishonim, if the Issa Malachan Chol Hamoed is an Issa Daraisa, or is it an Issa Darabonim. And we said that is the opinion of Rashi and the Rif, that it's an Issa Daraisa. The opinion of Tosfos and the Rambam, that it's an Issa Darabonim. The opinion of the Ramban is sort of a compromise. So I saw in the Sefer Me'adim V'Zmanim, Chelek Dalid, Simen Reish Tzadik Vav, where he quotes the Turei Evin. The Turei Evin brings also rayas that the Issa Malacha on Chol Hamoed is an Issa Daraisa. Because he quotes a Gemara Masechta Temura, Daf Yud Dalit on the base, that says, Ki osu Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yoichran, Mishim Rav Shim Ben Yitzadik, Elo Tas L'Hashem B'mayedeichem, Elo Choyvus HaBoim Machmas HaRegel, Vad Midreichem and Veseichem, Liman Al Nidorim and Nidovah Shekrevim B'chol Amoid. What is the Pasuk teaching us? That even though the Halacha is that Kabonas, which are Nidorim and Nidovah, one can't bring on Yontif, he could bring them on Chol Hamoed. Now, if Chol Hamoed, says the Turei Evin, was not also b'malacha, why do I need a pasuk to teach us that one can bring the Dorim v'nedavos on Chol Hamoed? It's a date, it's mutter b'malacha, so certainly you could bring these kabbonis. It must be that Chol Hamoed is osur, and that's why we need a pasuk to teach us that on Chol Hamoed, one could still bring the Dorim v'nedavos. Then Turei Evin brings another raya. The Gemara Masechta decreases, Daf Tesam and Aleph, says Ger Toshiv, that's a status of Geris, Oysa Malacha B'Shabbos, Ki Yisrael B'Chol Hamoed. What Malacha should he do on Shabbos? What a Jew is allowed to do, what a regular Jew is allowed to do on Chol Hamoed. Again, isn't that a Raya? That on Chol Hamoed, there are Halachas, what's Mutter M'Daraisa M'Drabonon, what's Mutter M'Daraisa, not Mutter. And Chazal, the Torah, not Chazal, the Torah, equates the Ger Toshiv to that Yisrael. But isn't that, again, a raya that on Chol Hamoed, Malacha is Osir? What will the Rambam and Tosfos do with this, with these rayas? So the Me'adim V'Zmanim establishes a very interesting position. He establishes that even the Rambam, who holds that the Issa Malacha on Chol Hamoed is only an Issa de Rabbanon, will agree that the day of Chol Hamoed cannot be treated like a regular day. And even he will agree that to do Malacha on Chol Hamoed, the same way you do Malacha all year round, is the Issa de Raisa. In other words, what he's being Mechadish, a Mayer de Gechidish, is that each specific malacha one does on Chol Hamoed may not involve an Issa Daraisa. But if one treats the Chol Hamoed as far as malacha the same way he treats every day of the year, even the Rambam will agree that that is an Issa Daraisa. And even the Rambam, therefore, has an element of Daraisa when we speak about Chol Hamoed. And therefore, those Gemaras that clearly indicate, that the Turei Evin brings, that clearly indicate that there is an Issa Daraisa to Malacha and Chol Hamoed, is understandable. And therefore, in fact, he quotes a Sipurna. The Sipurna says, Me'adei Hashem Shetikra Yisra Mekroi Kodesh Elohem Me'adei. The Hainu, says the Sipurna, Oysa Me'adem Shetikra Yisra Mekroi Kodesh Elohem Me'adei. If you'll treat the Yom Tovim and the Chol Hamoed like Yontif, then Elohei Me'adei, they are indeed my Yom Tovim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avol HaMikro Chol, says the Sephardim, if you treat it like a regular weekday, then it's Oisik B'Chai Yishor, you spend it B'Chai Yishor B'Tanugus B'Vei Adam B'Vad, and you just spend it like a regular weekday, no Ruchnius in the day, Lo Yihir Me'adei, Rek Chodsheichem Me'adeichem Sonei Nafshi, those are days that I don't, that I despise, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chol Hamoed, Midaraisa, even the Rambam will agree, has to be different than every day of the week. And therefore, certainly, Chalmoid, Melocha, one may not do, as we learn extensively in our Masechta. And there's a Gemara that we have later in our Masechta on Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara later in our Perek on Daf Yud Beis makes the following comment, Daf Yud Beis Omen Aleph. Hilchas Hamoid Akuras Hein Vein Lameid Zumazu. Hilchas Chalamoid are distinct. One can't learn one halacha from another halacha when it comes to Hilchas Chalamoid. In other words, what's the Gemara saying? What the Gemara is saying is that normally the way we approach halacha is that not every situation is mentioned explicitly in the halacha. We make comparisons from what is said to extrapolate how to treat situations that are not explicitly stated. But says the Gemara, Hilchas Chalamoid Akuras Hein. You can't use that principle when it comes to Hilchas Chalamoid. Chalamoid follows its own set of rules. And in fact, there's a gewaldige raya to this concept. As we will learn in our Masechta, in Mitzvah Shem, in our Shiurim, if there's a situation where melacha needs to be done in Chalamoid, and we want to do the melacha in the least problematic fashion, so one of the approaches that's very often suggested in halacha is, if possible, have a nochri do the melacha. On the other hand, as we're going to discuss, many derabbanans, almost all paiskim, agree would not be considered a melacha in Chalamoid. The best example I could think of is muksa. We certainly know that muksa is asur on Shabbos v'yontif, but as much as we know that muksa is asur on Shabbos v'yontif, on Chalamoid there is no hilchas muksa. So if that's the case, amir la'akum, asking a goy to do melacha, should certainly be mutter on Chalamoid. The halacha clearly is that something that may not be done in Chalamoid, you can't ask an Akum to do for you. Only when you're allowed to do it, there the halacha is, it's preferable to do it through an Akum. So we have here a contradiction. On one hand, Amir la Akum is the Issa de Rabbanan, and we're saying that the Paiskim were much more lenient when it comes to the Rabbanans on Chalamoid. On the other hand, we're saying that if you have to do a malacha, use an Akum. But if you don't, can't do the melacha, you can't use an akum. What's pshat? Because Chazal were concerned that if you're going to use an akum to do all melacha and chalamoid, then chalamoid will turn into a regular weekday. So we see here, again, that on one hand, Chazal were makel on chalamoid by the rabbanans, and on the other hand, certain times Chazal were not makel by the rabbanans. Hilchas chalamoid akurusayim. And in fact, if we look in the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Chalamoid at the end of Simen Tov Kuf Mem Hei, the Aruch HaShulchan says that when it comes to Hilchas Chalamoid, it's Lefi Ro'ois Eine Hamoirim Lefi Matzav Ha'ir. The halacha, what is or isn't Mutan Chalamoid, the Rabbanim who live in a city have to make that decision. And then the Aruch HaShulchan introduces a new factor. B'chlal tzrichim levroich mnei ateirim ke'elu sheyesh b'mzil zomayit. The Aruch HaShulchan now introduces another concept when we speak about Hilchas Chalamoid. And that's called zilzul hamoyed. Chazal were particularly concerned about zilzul hamoyed, what could create a zilzul hamoyed. I saw interesting tshuva from the Debrezina Rav. If, as we're going to learn in our Masechta, technically, if somebody is moving a Chalamoid from a rented apartment to a home that he now will own, technically, it's probably mutter. But even though it's technically probably mutter, says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's a concept of zilzal hamoyed, and one should not do so in Chol HaMoed. What do we learn from here? What we learn from here is that there's a new concept of zilzal hamoyed. But even though we've introduced this new concept, as I said, most poskim are lenient regarding many activities in Chol HaMoed. One malacha that many poskim are lenient with is regarding hotzah. Hotzah, carrying from Rishus Yoch to Rishus Rabim, or carrying within the Rishus Rabim, is most poskim hold on mutter. The reason the poskim explain Chazal were particularly lenient when it comes to hotzah is because, as we learned the Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, the Gemara says hotzah is a malacha gerua, as the Gemara explains. If you carry even a pin from Rishus Yoch to Rishus Rabim, or four amos from Rishus Rabim, you will have been over an Issa Doraisa. But if you carry a heavy object the entire day in your home, you wouldn't be over any Issa Malacha Medoraisa. So that's why Chazal were more makel. I did, however, see that the Sefer Me'adim V'Zmanim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Resh Chof Tzadik, Resh Ches Tzadik, quotes the Sefer Amudei Or, who held that in Chol HaMoed one may not carry Shaloi Letzorich, if it's something that you don't need not carry. And he says that when this Shita from the Sefer Amudei Or was mentioned to the Chazon Ish, he very much agreed with it. I saw that there are Svarim that quote that the Chazon Ish on Chol HaMoed, just like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, before he would walk out, would check his pockets. If he's not carrying something he's not allowed to carry, so too did he do on Chol HaMoed. But again, most poskim are makel in carrying a Chol HaMoed. Muksa, as we mentioned earlier, most poskim are makel in carrying that there's no issa muksa on Chol HaMoed. Tchumim, the issa tchumim doesn't apply in Chol HaMoed. There's a din of mimtza cheftzacha v'daber dover. Shlo yidiburcha shal Shabbos k'diburcha shal Chol. Again, many poskim say does not apply on Chol HaMoed. I saw from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, we know the halacha is that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one can't separate Trumas and Maisris. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman that din doesn't apply on Chol HaMoed. And even if you're only going to eat this fruit and vegetables and produce after Yom Tov, it's mutter. Similarly, on Shabbos for Yom Tov, one may not do Tevilas Kalim, but says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that one is allowed to do Tevilas Kalim on Shabbos for Yom Tov. Again, even Kalim that one doesn't need on Chol HaMoed, he'll only need those Kalim after Chol HaMoed. There is a discussion in the Paiskim about doing an activity on Chol HaMoed which is not a malacha. Is it permissible or not? Is the Isser on Chol HaMoed only an Isser malacha, or is the Isser on Chol HaMoed involve anything that involves tircha? There's a tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos, B'tzel HaChokhma, Chelek Hei, Simen Tzadik Hei. He seems to want to take more of a stringent approach based on two rayas. One raya is that the Chaya Adam is very machmer on kosher matter, on making a gnat or on tying a gnat on Chol HaMoed. And the other raya is that there's a minik that after a kvura, after one is buried, when they walk away from the newly dug kever, they pick up grass and they throw it behind them. People pick up grass and throw it behind them. And the question is, if on Chol HaMoed, Rachman Letzlan, Layaleinu Layalechem, if there's a kfura, may they do so on Chol HaMoed as well. And many Paiskim say that since that minig is not an essential part of the kfura, since it's not an essential part of the kfura, it may be done on Chol HaMoed. It may not be done on Chol HaMoed. So we see from here that anything that could be avoided should not be done on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, as I said, he takes a more of a stringent approach. He does, however, say that even though he's being machmer in terms of melacha, he does say that if somebody accidentally walked out of his house and he was carrying something in his pocket, that's not a problem. You know, as he says, the different situations that we encounter, particularly in Hilchos Shabbos, Dov Sheinu Miskaven, Melacha Sheinu Tzrich L'Gufa, that we're machmer, certainly at least Midrabanan, don't apply on Chol HaMoed. It's also interesting to point out that in that tshuva, the second part of that tshuva, he discusses, may one polish his shoes on Chol HaMoed, and he says, if at all possible, one should have a nochri, polished shoes on Chol HaMoed l'kavod yontif. If not, one could polish his own shoes. He also, that's his approach. The Debrez Tzinarov, in the beginning of the Shaios HaTshuvos Ber Moshe, Chelek Zayin, takes the approach that, in general, in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem extensively in our Masechta, there's a difference between doing melacha b'tzina versus doing melacha b'faresia. And whenever you're faced with such a situation where you don't know if you could do a melacha, he says you should do it only b'tzina, not b'faresia. As I said earlier, in the Shaios HaTshuvos, in the Sefer Me'adim Zmanim, in Simen Reish Ches Tzadik, and also in Simen Shin Beis, he has a discussion about what may and may not be done in Chol HaMoed, the Shaloi L'Tzairich, and he takes a very strict approach, particularly quoting the Gra, who held that in Chol HaMoed, only what's absolutely necessary, the Tzairich Yontif, may be done. And that's why he says in that tshuva, one should not just take ride on Chol HaMoed in the car, just for enjoyment, or even for a trip, unless it's absolutely necessary, the Tzairich Yontif. And he goes on to say that, let's say someone has family together, friends together, which we don't always have the opportunity to have them gathered together. So he says one, maybe under those circumstances, could take a picture because it's a situation that won't happen again, that we'll have all these people together, that we should be able to take a picture of all of them together. But even, he says, if we could take the picture, one should not, he says, develop the film on Chol HaMoed. There's no reason to develop that, those pictures on Chol HaMoed, even if we were allowed to take the picture on Chol HaMoed, we should not develop the film on Chol HaMoed. In general, the Sefer Yosef Oimitz says, Dinim de Chol HaMoed, Nefishim, there are many halachas in understanding Hilchos Chol HaMoed, V'ein lamer al ikram, Im loy bedig de godl, being able to figure out what is permissible or not permissible requires great understanding. Ki chilukayim tluyim besara. There are small differences that change the halacha that we should be able to know what is or isn't permissible on Chol HaMoed.